This is Member Care Media, a ministry of TWR, with some thoughts to help you in your work and daily life. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Culture shock and culture stress have been on our minds at this time every week for a couple of months now. I hope it has been a helpful time for you. We've explored some happenings and events and situations that can trigger those feelings of culture shock. They've all been real-life examples, but of course, they're not all the possible examples of cultural irritations or conflicts or stress. If you have something you'd like to share, okay, I'd be happy to hear from you. Today, we're going to wrap up this little mini-series on the subject of culture shock and culture stress, and yes, culture fatigue as well. And as we do that, we're going to look at some more suggestions for coping with the daily culture shocks that build into culture stress, and then, after a while, can produce a heavy dose of culture fatigue. So how do we handle all this? How do we survive? Well, I suppose, as I've mentioned before, you could blow off steam in the security of your own housing, but that probably would not be too advisable. It might release some of the pressure you feel, but it's not really productive, and it might not have positive effects on your neighbors. You could pack it all in and grab the first plane home, or you could find little ways of helping yourself to adapt. I've mentioned one or two of these suggestions each week, and last week we reviewed a few of them. Today, a few more suggestions for helping to deal with culture shock and culture stress. And before we go any further, I should point out that there's nothing really profound in any of this. Actually, they're sort of common sense. But when you're in the middle of the stress, sometimes common sense isn't readily available to you. Frankly, I wish I'd had some of these suggestions at certain periods in my past. I can think of some times when they would have helped me. So here we go. Okay, this one sounds really simple until you try and apply it. Be patient. Okay, yeah, right. Be patient. Give yourself time to adapt. Give yourself time to learn about the benefits of this new culture in which you're living. There are some. If you come from the West, then patience very likely is not at the top of your resume or your talent list. You probably tend to be goal-oriented, and that doesn't leave much time for patience. Like the guy who prayed, "Lord, give me patience and give it to me now." We're always in a hurry. We have to-do lists a mile long, and every item has to be completed in the shortest possible time. And when you came to this place, your assignment might have been to accomplish certain things within a certain length of time, and it's difficult to fit patience into that scenario. But patience is necessary if you're going to learn about this place and why they do things the way they do them. Patience is necessary as you discover that appointments are not really events tied to a specific time on your clock. They just may be thought of as suggestions of nice things to do if it's convenient and nothing else interferes. The other person or people may show up an hour or more late, or even a few days late, or not at all. It may just be the way things happen here, so pray for patience. Patience to learn about the customs and practices. Patience in place of frustration or anger at not being able to accomplish what you have planned, or what has been planned for you. Patience as you learn to be flexible with goals and schedules and deadlines. Learning real patience will help to reduce the stress that you will feel. And you'll feel it. So by all means, ask the Lord for real patience, and don't just wait for it to come. Practice it. Teach yourself to be patient. You know something? It could save your life. As we've already learned in past programs, constant encounters with culture shock can produce culture stress, and too much of that produces fatigue. You know what fatigue is, don't you? No, not just the need for a power nap in the afternoon, although that definitely can help. Fatigue is a feeling of weariness, tiredness, or lack of energy. Fatigue is different from drowsiness, which is the feeling of needing to sleep. Fatigue includes a lack of energy and motivation. Fatigue is a loss of energy and strength resulting from hard and continuous physical or mental work. You know the feeling? Okay, the constant attempts to work alongside this local culture has made you tired. Day after day, the same stress, and you are exhausted. You not only have experienced culture shock, and you not only have culture stress, but the constant stress has given you a case of culture fatigue. I know what that's like. I've experienced it. So what can you do about it? Well, some of the answers are the same as for any form of tiredness, weariness, or fatigue. Take a break. As much as it is possible, get away for a time, even a couple of hours. Get away from the scene of what causes you the culture stress and fatigue. Even if it is only in your own apartment, your own room, put on a pair of headphones and listen to some music that gives you pleasure and that you'll find relaxing. Find a quiet place to sit and read. No, don't study. Just read for relaxation. If the noise level is still too much for you, then maybe put on some headphones with some very quiet music for background while you read that'll cover up the other noise. Or maybe some simple earplugs to muffle the noise would be a good investment for you. If there is somewhere not too far away where you can go that is quiet, different, refreshing, and affordable, well, I guess that always has to be considered, doesn't it? Then go there and relax. Don't think about your work. Let your mind think about something besides the things that cause it stress in this place. And remember, even Jesus found it necessary to get away from the crowds of people, to get away to a quiet place. Okay, another suggestion. If you can't get away, develop a hobby. Okay, maybe you've never had time for a hobby. Maybe you've thought that was taking time away from the things you're supposed to be doing for the Lord. Well, your sense of responsibility is admirable, but taking a little time for a hobby from time to time can do the same for your mind as a mini vacation break. Take the time. Take some time to occupy your mind and thoughts on something different for a few minutes, for an hour or two. You may just find that you can come back to your responsibilities somewhat relaxed and refreshed and ready to handle a little more of that culture stress. Oh yeah, it'll still be there, but you will likely have softened some of its effect on you and your nerves. Like other kinds of fatigue, culture fatigue can be helped by finding ways to relax. Not just sleep. As I said, that helps, but only partially. So relax. You don't have to be in control of everything that happens around you. Yep, some of the local ways of telling time are frustrating, but learn to find something else to do while you wait. Simplify your goals. Divide your goals into smaller steps. Learn to accept the fact that you probably will never accept all the local ways of doing things. Not 100%. Remind yourself of the things that you and the Lord have accomplished here. Keep a list. Thank Him for the progress that has been made. It might be something small, but develop an attitude of thankfulness. And here's a suggestion from our friend Ron Koteski, who has written a lot of helpful materials for expat Christian workers. Ron suggests, become friends with a local family. Get close to a local family, a family who is part of this culture, and do that just for fun. Not to learn or to evangelize. Learn to have fun in this culture. Sometimes culture shock and culture stress can feel like a terminal disease. It can come with feelings of anxiety, helplessness, depression, fatigue, severe homesickness, anger, rejection, and a whole lot more. Sounds pretty bad, doesn't it? But you can survive it. You can even learn to truly enjoy this place and get a smile out of the things that happen to you. And, something I've mentioned in the past in this series, ask the Lord for a sense of humor. Many of the things that happen to you every day do have their funny side. So ask the Lord to help you to see the lighter side of life, the humor in an otherwise stressful situation. It really can help. Okay, that's about all the time we have for culture shock, culture stress, and culture fatigue. I hope this series was of some help. If you have any comments, we'd sure like to hear from you.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thanks for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.